born here in Berryville?
I was born in Green Forest.
In Green Forest?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that was how far away?
About 8 miles east of here. Green Forest, Berryville, and Eureka Springs were the principal towns. Of course, they were little communities outlying, whole 150 population. Of course, they were early trade centers because they had no roads. They had to bring everything in on in wagons from Springfield. And of course, it take half a day or a day to come to Berryville shop. So some of these little places, they had post offices and little shopping areas for the farm families.
And you said you were how old now?
I was born January 1st, 1901.
Make you
76 years old.
You go to church here in town?
A church? A Presbyterian church?
Is that the one that you attend?
Yeah, that's one.
And you say you attended public schools here in Berryville?
No, I attended public school in Green Forest.
Was that Green Forest High School?
Well, frankly, I'm not a graduate of a high school. I was in the ninth grade when I quit school. Back in those days, they didn't emphasize education so much.
Right.
And so I quit school and went in as an apprentice in the printing office.
You say you've been in journalism for some 40 odd years?
I have. My wife and I operated this paper for 41 years.
What's the name of the place?
Star Progress.
Star Progress.
Mm-hmm. I came here in 1921. I've been out in California, Alaska, and so I came back to Carroll County and I found out there's an opening here. I had been a line type operator. And, so I came back here and went to work for local newspaper, and then in 26 we bought the newspaper, and we operated it since until 1965, and then we retired in 65.
Paper still in operation?
Oh yes. In fact, we founded the Brazel Printing Company, and then of course when we bought the paper, we had a little Gordon Job Press, and an Old Country Campbell Newspaper Press, and then a Sir Theophilus Type, and an old Model X line of Intertype. So we didn't have a very big investment. So we built up a pretty nice newspaper.
What did it start off as, a weekly or...?
Originally, the paper started back in Carrollton, as it was known as the Carroll Le Bourg. And it was moved up here in 76. And then, of course, consolidations and all that. So this is the outgrowth of probably half a dozen different newspapers. But we were, of course, you know, back in those days, a newspaper man would work a while on plant, and then he'd get interested in politics, and he'd quit the newspaper, sell it or trade it off, they'd get another editor. But we were continuously the editors longer than any other editor in the life of the newspaper. So we had it 41 years.
Well, how frequently is it?
A weekly publication.
Still weekly?
Of course, we had a good commercial shop. And in fact, we introduced offset printing, and we did labor work except for the processing plants here.